Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joel. I'm speaking to Johnny.
Hey, Joel. What's going on?
How you doing today? I'm calling for Milestone Capital. Are you in the market for financing your business?
I'm not.
Okay, but you still own the business, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I mean, what we do is just, you know, try to give you some insight. I don't know if you want me to call you down the road, if you want to go ahead and, if you change your mind, you know, inject some capital to the business. We're here. Just keep us in mind, okay? Saint Johnny?
Well, I wouldn't be that interested because we already have firms that we work with. Anytime we need capital, I just don't see the need.
Well, what we do here, what we try to do here, we try to beat whatever, if you have any loans or any capital already in place. I mean, we try to beat whatever you already have with the best terms. And what we do is just, we just gather a little bit of information from you, nothing personal. And one of our underwriters will try to get in touch with you. And he will present you with an offer. If something is actually doable, if something beneficial to you, you go for it. Otherwise, you keep what you have. You know what I mean? But we would like to give you some options. And when it comes to businesses, you know, and I know that we got the best terms, but I do respect that you already have one, though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that. So here's how we run. we operate on a cash basis. We don't do loans typically. We have very few loans, and typically when we do get a loan, it's nothing that we have. It's not a standard loan. We get
okay.
loans through companies that we work with, but on just equipment. So it's not really like we get loans through a loan agent. We get
uh-huh.
it through the companies that we buy the product from. So it's almost like an extended payment term instead of a loan per se, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I kind of understand what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. But if you want, I mean, by doing this, Johnny, I mean, you're not signing up for anything. If you want, I can go ahead and just give you some information about it. Just ask your kids a few questions. If you think, like I said, I mean, once my underwriter will get in touch with you, if you think this is something actually doable that you can actually consider, maybe not immediately, but consider down the road, I mean, you have that that option, okay? Like I said, and let me repeat that again, by doing this, you...
It wouldn't be because I would be going from a no interest rate to an interest rate. So there's
okay.
no way that it would be doable because I wouldn't go backwards, right? So what
of
you're
course.
Offering comes with an interest rate. So I wouldn't go from a no interest rate to even a low interest rate.
I understand.
It would be going backwards.
I understand. Well, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, if you're not paying any interest, I mean, that you have actually a pretty good deal, you know, because, I mean, every single place that you pretty much go to, besides what you already have or the way you do it, I mean, it's going to have some kind of profit. You know that. You know, this is business. So it is, it makes sense.
It is, but the companies that we buy our supplies from, typically if we buy something large, $100,000 or more, they give us an extended payment term. So they don't add interest to it. They just let us pay it off over time.
Okay.
Same amount, you know. So it's not really like the same type of loan that you're offering. So,
completely different.
But other than that, we work on a cash basis. So very seldom do we ever have a need for a loan. Even our bank offers us a cash advance or a line of credit. We don't even have to capitalize on that. We've never had to use that either. So right now, I don't see this, you know, and I want to, because I know you got a job to do, and I'm trying to respect you enough to do that, and I don't want to just get off the phone immediately. But,
and I really appreciate that, Johnny.
I just don't have, our company is not structured in such a way that we would need what you're offering.
Got it. No, not a problem. I do respect that. Thank you for being very open about it. But, I mean, we're just going to keep you information. I do will I remove you from this list. That way, you know, you're not being bugged with these phone calls. Okay, Johnny?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Not a problem, Johnny. You have a blessed rest of your day.
You too.